Okay, so we're going to be starting today in the Gemara, Hadar Amar Rava, the third wide line on Chav Amid Beis. Hadar Amar Rava Vitema Ravashi. Then Rava said, and others say, Ravashi said, Lav Milsei the Amri. I retract what I said. What I said doesn't work. Again, what had Rava said? Rava had said that the reason one does not do Yibam to Chayvi Lavim, even though I say is Daichaloi Sesa, it's because we're making Zera be a Rishay not to be a Shnia. We're afraid if we allow him to do Yibum, he'll stay married to her. He'll live with her more than once. The mitzvah is only one time. After that, he's transgressing the law. And therefore, we don't want him to do Yibum because it'll lead to him doing continuous Isser. That's what we said on Friday. Hadam Rava, then Rava said, Lav Milsa di Atayim Ravashi, Lav Milsa di Amri. Nope, I retract what I said. Why? Yamar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had the following rule. Every time you have a conflict between a positive and a negative, if you can keep both of them, if you can avoid pushing away the loy sesa for the assay, that's good. So Rish Lakish said the following rule. Esther Doicha loy sesa is a last resort. If there's a way to avoid it, avoid it. So over here also, Hanami Abishim Chalitza. The Mekayim Asay Beloy Sessa. Why should we allow Yibum? It's not allowed. Meaning, the reason you don't do Yibum is because you have an out. Esther's only Daichaloy Sessa when there's no out. So therefore, there's no myth you can't do Yibum. Because what was the Hatta to do Yibum biblically? Because Esther's Daichaloy Sessa. Esther's not Daichaloy Sessa. There's another option called chalitza. And whenever there's another option that you can keep the mitzvah, Esther's not doichaloy sesa. So therefore, biblically, you can't do yibum. Because the assay is not doichaloy sesa. So Rabbi retracted what he said. Rabbi retracted what he said because he said the concept, the answer to the question, why we don't say assay doichaloy sesa, is because there's an out. And Rish Lakish told us a rule that whenever there's an out, we don't say Asa Daichaloy Sesa. Frech the Gemara, Mesre, Bimbal Lukano. We had these brises that said that if a guy did Yibum by Chayv Alav, then it works. Doesn't that prove that biblically Yibum exists? If you're right now that there's no mitzvah sasei, then it shouldn't work. No mitzvah sasei. Can't do it. Chufta, that slugs up Rabbah's last point. And we revert back to the one that says Gzeira, except we have a question. Don't you have an out? So the Gemara will deal with that question in the Amud Aleph. It's coming up. Rashi? Lav Milsi the Amri. The Bia Rishayna Havishari Lechatkhila. But I said that the first Bia would be allowed. E Lav Mishum Gzeira Bia Shniya, if not of the rabbinic Gzeira. The Vadai Akhila Bia Rishayna Asura. Not true. Even the first Bia is Asur. We don't say that the assay pushes away the loy sesa. The Abshul is kaim b'chalitza, the loy akiris loy sesa. You can do the mitzvah without uprooting the loy sesa. And that's Rish Lakish's rule. Assay is only doicha loy sesa if there is no other option. Here, there's another option. In Baal Lukanu, Alma midaraisa loy ram yikameh l'mitchi loy sesa. So we see biblically, it can be pushed away. Shuk to the Rava. Well, Chuk to the Rish Lakish, some regards Chuk to the Ravashi. The Army Lahel, they said, in Hatayachu L'kayim Mishneim L'kayim L'Lav, so he slugs it up. At this point, we leave things alone. We have Rava's answer of Gzeira. We run into a problem because Rish Lakish's rule, but we have a Brisa that says Yibum works. So that proves that Rish Lakish's rule doesn't apply. We don't know why. But it proves that Rish Lakish's rule doesn't apply. And if it doesn't apply, we go back to the answer that it's Gzeira. And that's where we're leaving it at this point. We will return to be talked about later, but this is where we're leaving it now, meaning there's no clarity. We had Rava's answer. Rava himself said, I have a problem with it. But then we said, it's true because it says in Baal Lukanu. That proves that biblically there is evil. So because we're stuck, we know that it's only rabbinic, but we don't know why, and we're leaving it alone for now.
This is going by all cases of
Hebrew? Of Chayv Lavim.
But every case of Yibum is...
No, it's not. The Torah made a mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah said, don't worry about Eishesach. It's not Doicha. Yibum is not Doicha Eishesach. There is no Eishesach by the case of Yibum. The mitzvah is, marry your brother's wife. The Torah couldn't write such a mitzvah if there's an out. Obviously, the Torah is saying there's no Isser. That's not Dichui. Yibum is not doicha eishesach.
The whole Gemara said aleha.
That's if there's an other erva. All the Gemara we talked about is if the woman has a different isser besides being a brother's wife. Brother's wife was never an issue.
It's not all
dichui. There is no isser eishesach by the place of Yibum. Let me ask you. When the guy marries her, you have to yibum. Does he have to divorce her after being in China?
That's why Yehuda left Tamar.
You have to raise your voice.
Why Yehuda left Tamar after being in
China? Nothing to do with that. It's a shaila if he left her or not. It's a machlokes. Yasav means he didn't continue, or Yasav means he didn't stop.
Uh-huh.
Number one. Number two is that wasn't the yibum of our Torah. It's a pre-yibum, and therefore it doesn't necessarily follow the same rules. Now, we're going to come back to this. Why did Gemara interrupt? In the middle, I'm not sure, but end of the day, we're going to come back and you know, make everything smooth. Dr. Gemara by to Itmar. Bias Kayin Gadol Balmana. If a Kayin Gadol does Yibum in an Amana. The Machloikas, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Lezer. Chad Amar, Eda Pateres Teresa. One says the Yibum is not effective, meaning, she is not, the Yibum didn't work. Her tzara still needs chalitza. Right. Or she needs chalitza. The chadam and pateris sarasa. It works. Shouldn't do it, but it works. Again. No, it's not a krisis. Oh, we'll get there. Again, can I just have 3 minutes? Yes.
Listen. I thought...
Okay, can we? Can we wait? Can I have 5 minutes? I need 5 minutes. Again, bias kain gadol by amana. A kain gadol does yibum by an amana. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazer. Chadam eini pateres terasa. One says it's not effective. The chadam eini pateres terasa. He shouldn't do it, but it does work. Rashi, amana yevemtai pateres oisav et terasim in a chalitza. V'sagi lo beget. He becomes his wife. He's got a divorce, or he can't stay married to her, but it did what it's supposed to do. If this was an amana from the suan, where there's an assay and a loisasa, so biblically he's not allowed to do yibum. And therefore, if he does it, it's worthless. It's meaningless. There's no mitzvah of yibum for him. The Torah wrote a special pasuk of Yevimtai that even though there's no mitzvah of yibum, there's a mitzvah of chalitza. That's who the pasuk was going on. So therefore, if he does Yibum, he possibly transgressed Eishesach, but he for sure didn't fulfill a mitzvah of Yibum. There is no mitzvah of Yibum for him. And therefore, and as the title lights, that's the message. So everybody would agree that the tzara still needs chalitza, because he didn't accomplish anything. Keep bling Yibam on him in Eretz. There's an assay, pushes away the law. Biblically, she's eligible for Yibum. And therefore, if he does it, even though he violated the rabbinic iser, but he did Yibum. The one that says it doesn't work says there is no assay. Because as we said a few moments ago, since there is an out with chalitza, there's no mitzvah of Yibum to push it away. So here you have a machloikus. A guy did yibum by a chai be'lavin. Is it an effective yibum? One man the Amar says yes. I say it's like a loisasa. Rabbinically, we don't want it, but biblically it works. And the other man the Amar says, what I say? He can do chalitza. He has no assay to do yibum. It's not like a loisasa. So therefore, it doesn't work. That's the machloikus between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar. Dr. Gemar Meitzre, Vimbal Lukanu. The Brisa said it works. Jufta. But Shlugs of the Mandelma that says it doesn't work. So we're back to saying that it does work. The Gemara, Lema Tavet Damachuf to the Rish Lakish. So this should be a shlok of Rish Lakish's rule. Rish Lakish's rule is whenever there's an out, we don't say Asay Zaychalai says them. Here there's an out. Amalach Rish Lakish, Ki Amina no Hechidol Mikhaimi Mitzvah. When do I say that's true? When there's an out and you keep the mitzvah. It's not an out. They're not on the same level. Chalitza in the place of Yibum is not called an option. Again, he can do Chalitza without Yibum. She goes free. That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants Yibum. And therefore, to say that Yibum is not Doicha Lav because you have an out, it's not the same level out. That's the Gemara's answer to Rava's question before. You assume the Chalitza is considered an equal option, not an equal option. Yibum b'mok chalitza b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. Some rishonim, some achrayim want to learn the chalitza is not a mitzvah. Period. It's a matir. It removes. Others want to learn it is a mitzvah, but not on the same level as yibum. Rashi, no Rashi. There is no Rashi in this Gemara. So this is the end of the sugya. End of the sugya. We finished it. Bottom line, the way we paskin, the way we come out. Biblically speaking, a person can be miyab machayv elavim. Asay is zaychaloyta. Chalitza is not considered a viable option. And therefore, Rish Lakish's rule that if you can do it a different way, there's no asay zaychaloyta, so does not apply. That's came along to Rabbanan and said, Zay Rabbi Arishayna al Tobiyashneya. We're afraid if we're going to let you do Yibum, you'll stick around. And sticking around is a lot because the mitzvah is only the first time. Therefore, they said, don't do Yibum. But if you did it, it works. That's by Chai V'Lavin. By Chai V'Lavin and Nasei, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Because ain't that the Zaychalai says of Nasei. Therefore, really there should be no mitzvah Chalitza. Because we have a rule, Kol Shei Nailu Yibum, Ein Nailu Chalitza. Came along the tyrant, wrote Yivim Tai. But there's one lady out there that she does get chalitza even though there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And why do we pick that it's going in Amon Olekayin Gadol? Because it's not krisis. Kedushin is typhus. We said that at the beginning. Since Kedushin is typhus, the Zika is stronger. Now, we talked about this, and there seems to be a machloikis rishayim. Now that there is no mitzvah Yibum by Chai V'Lavin and Asay, if a person went ahead and did Yibum to Chai V'Lavin and Asay, did he do chorus or not? Meaning, intrinsically, it's not Karis. But the Torah made a lav and an asay and removed the mitzvah of Yibum. But what would happen now if he did the mitzvah of Yibum? Is he violating Karis or not? Would his kid be a mamzer or not? That seems to be a shiloh. Some say yes. Once there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so now it's unlike Chai V'Krisis, that it's a Chai V'Krisis before we talk about Yibum. Here it's a result. Because there's no mitzvah of Yibum, it reverts back to Chai V'Krisis. But it's a question of Lavin and Asay. We have to decide that question first, then we deal with the consequence. So that's the Shaila. Some say that the kid would be a mamzer, and some say, Lamaisa, it's not Krisis, it's only a Lavin and Asay, and the kid, this is a big Shaila, and the Achreinim, and the Medayik of different Rishaynim, different approaches.
But the Torah
said no Yibum because it ain't Esel Doicha Lo Esel Tzav Aseh.
So how can that be a mamzer?
Because the bottom line is he has an Aseh of Yibum. It's not strong enough to push away the law of an Aseh. But if he did it, he did Yibum.
You're saying all things are soft, right?
Yeah, I'm saying...
This is the Shas.
The
way we learned the Masechta, we would all say it's Esel Tzav.
Right.
There are those that claim it's not Eishesach. Again,
but by all?
No, only here.
Why?
Because by Chai V'Krisis, intrinsically, she's a Chai V'Krisis. The Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum from Aleha. Here, the Torah never removed Yibum. It just Yibum goes up against something he can't push away. By Chai V'Krisis, we have Psukim that said no Yibum. Aleha. Has other things to do. Again, I'm not going to argue the point because many, many Achrayim learn like you, and it's fine to learn that way, and we can move on and say it is Eishesach, and everything is fine and dandy.
You say, I don't, Every time we say this, when there's no mitzvah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Stick to that. It's fine. Stick to that.
How do you know that it's only
Bia Rishon
of the
mitzvah? That the Gemara assumes. Yalkam Hashem, Yalkam means live with your brother's wife.
I would think that the...
Yeah, we went through this last week. The Gemara assumes this throughout Masechta Shavuot.
I mean, the whole purpose of it is to build up the brother, right?
Again, see, this is where purposes start driving halacha. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Paris says why...
The Torah says, Yavama Yava Yaloha, he should live with her. Again, it's...
Why did the Torah say that?
Lahakim Shein Lahakim just means to continue his name with one Bia. That continues his name.
How
that's
does
the
his name?
I don't know. How does it work upstairs if he lives with her forever? I don't understand why one works better than another. If you understand that if he lives with her for 10 years, understand that if he lives with her one time.
I would think he would be able to live with her until she's pregnant.
There's no mention of kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely
not. What happens if she's 85 years old?
Kids is a Bible. This is the assumption that everybody has before they learn Masechtas Yevamos. That the mitzvah of Yibum is to go marry her and have children. It's not true.
Well, see, Rebbe's saying that...
The mitzvah of Yibum is to marry her.
Are you saying that Lahakim Shame is just nice?
It's what it is. By living with her one time, you're being make him shame. How? I don't know.
Did your best.
That's the myth. Anyway, throughout Masechta Yevamos, that's a fact accepted. No, it's not. Well, it does. I told you, ballistically, it does closure. That's something upstairs. Closure for the neshama.
Who's the
shit
that says you don't have the right
kavana?
Who's that?
We're gonna get there in the fourth payment. Abishol was in it. We had him in Dav Gimel.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Question?
I had problems with this last week also. The Bia Rishona, what is the purpose of the Bia Rishona being mutter?
Need purposes. Purposes are good for drushes. The Torah said it's a mitzvah to live with the brother's wife.
How do we know that the Bia Shnia is Osir?
That's the mitzvah.
How do we know it's one Bia?
How do we know that? The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos assumes that throughout the whole Masechta.
So it doesn't give an answer.
How do you know it's more? Pasuk said, Yevamo Yavo Yalav.
And some people cite that as he should live with her, he could live with her forever.
Yes, the Torah said he should live with her. It doesn't say any more than that.
Okay.
Are you going to ask me, Tesla Kachalai Leisha, she take her as a wife? He did. Living with her one time, he took her as a wife.
Okay, but then
he's trying to... The Torah says a fact is accepted. The mitzvah is only the first Bia.
And then he has to give her a get or just not do Bia again with her.
She needs a get. She's totally married to him.
Is that part of it? Does she have to have a get now?
That is not part of the mitzvah. Get is if he wants to get. Listen, in the case of Yibum by Nachai Bilavin, he can stay married to her. Nothing wrong. If he wants to get rid of her, he has to get a get. By Chai Bilavin, biblically speaking, he would be mechuyev to give her a get. Not because of the mitzvah of Yibum, but because he can't stay married to her.
And can she demand the get if he doesn't want one? Is that possible?
In which case?
Well, Chayvei Lavin, where he doesn't want to give her a get.
She doesn't want to live in sin. Any woman that's a Chayvei Lavin that does tshuva can run to Bezin and says, Bezin, get me out of here. I don't want to live in sin.
Right.
She's over alive every time she lives with him.
Okay.
So is this how we're paskening? It's one
Sorry?
Time. Is this how we paskin that it's only one time? This is like...
I mean, I don't know what you mean by only how we paskin.
He can only live with her one time. I'm saying back in the day.
By Chai Belavin, by regular wife. By regular woman.
Both.
What are you... I'm sorry. Are you asking by a regular woman? Or are you asking by Chai Belavin?
I want to know by both.
A regular woman, once you live with her, she's your wife. You can stay married to the rest of your life.
So it's only chayv elavin, huh?
A chayv elavin is a love. So I say it's like a life that's for the essay. That's only one time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reword it. Reuven dies without children. Shimon does yibum. No chayv elavin. The first time he lives with her, he did a mitzvah essay. The rest of it, if he wants to stay married, fine. He doesn't want to stay married. She's like every other wife. There's no more mitzvah of yibum. He did it. Now he's married to this lady, as if he's married to his own wife.
And the concept
is there a mitzvah to stay married to one's wife? If he wants to.
In this concept that we say we try to establish his brother's name, no one's.
As this is where reasons start driving halacha, and that's not. To establish the brother's name is a misnomer. If the woman is 96 years old, there's a mitzvah of yibum. And you're establishing the brother's name by living with her one time. There's a misunderstanding that children is the driving point. That we want
no
children out of this marriage.
And
it
no
doesn't say that in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Yibum is called Hakam Hashem. How it works, I don't know. There is no mitzvah for them to have children any more than there's a mitzvah to have children with any other wife. It's one of these things that people walk in with pre-existing svaras. It's like people make an assumption. That's not what the mitzvah yibum is. Wonderful. He lives with her and they have 10 children. Wonderful. They'll get 10 mazel tovs. The mitzvah is to live with her one time. That's Hakam Hashem. How it works? I don't know. I don't know.
Why does Bruce take you from a case of love to a case
the mitzvah doesn't change because it's...
The Torah says you have permission. Why did Rebbe take you from a love to a regular case?
Again, I want to know, what is the mitzvah of Yibum?
Marry her.
Live with her how many times?
Be deraisa?
Yes.
Many times, as long as one.
That's not true. Then he asked that to many times. If what you're right is...
No, not by case.
What difference does it make? The mitzvah's the same?
Of course not.
Again, I'm asking, what is the mitzvah of Yibum? When does the guy check off his checklist that he did the mitzvah of Yibum?
Every time he's with her.
So then why is it a daicha lav every time he's with her? So biblically speaking, he should be able to do yibum to chayv elavin and remain married to her. But that's what it says. It says they would be a rishayin not to be a shliya. The Gemara says not that way. Why can't you do yibum for an amana l'kayin gadol min erisim? Zera of what?
Might do second one.
What's wrong with the second one? He's doing a mitzvah. That's a nugget light mitzvah.
But that's... Rebbe himself said to the person on the phone that he's doing something and he's in sin. Why did Rebbe say he's in sin?
Because the mitzvah is only the first time.
So Rebbe's saying...
The Yibum is only living with her one time.
By regular case of Yibum, after the first time you should divorce.
No! They're the terrorist and a heter that once you did Yibum, you can stay married to her even though she's Eshesach. That was because I tried to tell you this before. There is no Isser Eshesach in the story of Yibum. And therefore, once you do Yibum, you can stay married to her.
Why?
Because the terrorist said, L'kach eloi le'isha. The Torah gave you a right to keep her. You don't need Esther Deicha Leisester to do a regular case of Yibum.
It's Hutra, that's why.
Exactly.
Okay.
But only Eshesach is Hutra.
Right.
Lavim are not Hutra.
Right.
So again, is there a mitzvah to stay married to her?
By
a regular case of Yibum?
Yes.
What's the mitzvah? Yibum?
Yeah.
So why doesn't a daikin allow? If there's an upset,
it would be.
So then why can't he do yibum? What's the gzera? Let me finish.
No, I'm getting this, like, I'm not. The second time, there's no more mitzvah by Allah.
Why is there no more mitzvah? Why is there no more mitzvah?
What changed, you mean?
Yeah, what changed?
Because. By the case of regular case.
Forget about regular case. I want to know by law. Forget about regular case. Let's not mix apples and oranges.
That's just
why by a law don't we say at the daicha leisnesa for the second beer?
There's no mitzvah.
Why not?
Got it for the first time.
Why is there no mitzvah? According to you, yibum means stay married to her forever. Every time you live with her, you make a mitzvah.
But it's a din of dikui, so it's still.
There's no dikui by a regular yibum.
No, but then a lot there is.
But essay is daicha leisnesa.
One time.
Why more than I? Why not more than one time?
By mutra, by a case of regular yibum, there's nothing wrong anymore.
Maskim.
That's why.
Does that mean? Yeah.
Maybe the
lab. Hold a second. Let me just finish with that, Rob. Is there a mitzvah assay for the second beer? Yes or no?
By which case?
Any case. The mitzvah is the same mitzvah. Whether it's a lab or not doesn't change the mitzvah. It changes the iser. What is the mitzvah of Yibum? Translate the mitzvah of Yibum. Is there a mitzvah the second time?
According to Rebbe, no.
According to you?
Now it's no.
That's all I want to say. There's no mitzvah the second time. Because if there would be, it would be push away to love. Yes?
Why can't we make a scar like this? I don't know if this makes sense, but love should be taken away now because she's no longer an almana. Because she's married. Go ahead there.
It doesn't remove money. It's not an issue that goes off. Eichefach is the only issue that goes off. Her wasn't mocked or any other issue.
Once they gave her away to get married.
That's because at the Zecha Leitzes, it didn't take it away.
It doesn't lift the
lock. No, it doesn't. It just allows you to push it off.
She's married to somebody. She's not an Amana anymore. Maybe she always was an Amana.
She will always remain an Amana.
Yeah. You know, she, after marriage, always considered an Amana.
How is this different? What
every minute I wear tzitzis, I'm a Kaya in the Mitzvah. Every second I wear this is a Mekayim in this. Well, it is. Because I'm a Mekayim in the Mitzvah, it pushes away the love of Kalayim. But it's a constant mitzvah. It's not only one-time mitzvah. I'm thinking about it.
I have another question. If a person does mimer and then he changes his mind, what's the next procedure?
Give her a get. He has to give her a get and then do chalitza.
He has to give her both. Okay.
Get is rabbinic, like mimer is rabbinic the way we paskin, and then he has to do chalitza for the biblical zika, for the biblical obligation. I won't call it zika. For the biblical obligation.
Okay, thank you.
Usagya, I'm a rabbi. Ramez l'shtiyas min ha-tayra minayin. Where did the Torah hint that the Rabbanan should add rabbinic arayas? Rabbanan added rabbinic arayas. As we will see soon, it came from Shlaim HaMelech. Dr. Gemara Shinema, ki et kol ha-ta'ev ta'el asu anshei ha'aretz. Now, simply read, it says all these abominations the people of the land did, talking about Arayah. Now, the word ha'el usually means hard. I don't know, he probably has a better word for it. Ha'el, kashais, means, what does he translate kashais?
Graves.
It could have said, kalkala ta'evis asu ancheares. Ha'el means these grave abominations. The inference is, Makhlal de Ikarakai, that they are non-grave. Now, every erva is grave. Every erva is kriza. Right? Must be that the Rabbanon were like a hint to the Rabbanon, make a set of non-grave arayas.
Mild,
thank you. Of mild arayas, which is shnia. Maininu shnia. Rashi, shows kol ha-te'eva se'el, gabi arayas k'siv. Mashma te'eva ha-koshais, the difficult, the grave abomination. B'chol the yeshrakas, they're mild ones, the kalis men, the asurais. So this was a hint to the Rabbanon to come around and make a set of mild arayas, which we call shnia. Back to Gemara. My mashma de'el lishna de'kashahu. Where do you see that the word el means grave, strong, powerful? It says he took the strong ones of the land. So we see el is a lotion of strength. So when it talks about arayas, strong means grave. What? That's right. Well, that's an Aramaic word. This is Hebrew.
It's
Aramaic. That's the Gemara Lema Pligid Rav Levi. L'chayre, this argues in Rav Levi. Damar Rav Levi, kasha anchen shomidait. The punishment of a person who's not honest in his measurements, cheats, yaitzim anchen shal arayas, is worse than the punishment of arayas. Shazem nemer bam el, v'zem nemer bam ela. By midas it says kol oitze ela. Ela comes from the same root as el, which is strong, grave. But it adds a hay to say grave. That makes grave. Mashma el is not grave. Because if el meant grave, so then why is ela worse than el? By saying ela is grave, that's saying el is not grave. Right. Because there it only says el, hateva to el. Here it says ela. Zakti Gemara, el kasha, the ela kasha el. No, they both mean grave. One is more grave, that's all. Correct the Gemara. So Rabbi Arias Nami Yosef Eila. I mean, what is Rabbi Levi saying? It also says Ta'okal Te'eva Ta'ela elsewhere. So it says the word Eila. So why are you telling me Midas is worse than Arias? So the Gemara, Ahu Lemute Midas Mikaris. That's to say that only these get Karis, these abominations. The other place it says Eila does not get Karis. So in a certain sense, Midas are worse than Arayas. That's why the Torah once says El, as opposed to Midas that it only says Ela. But Arayas it says El and Ela. So one is to tell me it's not as bad as Arayas, and one is to tell me that the punishment is worse than Arayas. Correct the Gemara. So Elamaychum Rayu. If the punishment is worse by Arayas, so what do you mean Midas are worse? They're not worse. Don't we look at punishment as a way to judge the severity of a crime? And if you're telling me Arayas get Karis and cheating on measurements doesn't that automatically say that cheating on measurements is less severe than Arayas? You can't have it both ways. You can't come in and tell me cheating is worse than Arayas, but the punishment of Arayas is worse. That means it is worse, Arayas. The Gemara, Hani Evshe B'tshuva, Hani Le'evshe B'tshuva. Midas are worse because it's hard to change. Because you don't know who you stole from. You don't know how much you stole from. Because a guy has dishonest measurements and sells it to his customers, there's no list of customers or how much he cheated them by. How is he going to do tshuva? So therefore it becomes a very grave sin because it's hard to repent. Arayas is it's a terrible sin. It's a worse punishment than Midas. But at least it's repentable. It's much easier to repent because a person... No, he lived with Erva 1. He lived with Erva 2. Midas, go try to figure out how many people he cheated and how much he owes them.
Can't change the
monster, though. We're going to see. Let's take a look. Let's see what Rashi has to say. So in a certain way, Arias is more severe. In a certain way, Midas is more severe. In the crime itself, Arias is worse. In the repentability, if there's such a word, Midas it was. Can we do Rashi? Then you can ask your question. You wait after Rashi, and he will enlighten us. So Rashi. Ela the Midas Ksiv. Yitavas Hashem kal oitza Ela kal oitza Ovo. Whoever does wrong. And we become a Yaisim Shal Arayas. The cloud the whole lot of Kashu. Since it says more than Arayas, must be Arayas is not so strong. Chassiv Eilim, he calls Davis Eilim and Ichusu. Arayas Epshu Batakonah. Zuk Trachi, Kolz Manshlo Hailid Mamzer. As long as no Mamzer was born, Yufreshimeno, he can separate from the Erev of Yuskharit, and he can do Charatam. Avamidas Gazel Sarabimu. But Midas, not having honest measurement, is stealing from many. The Eini Yadei Lemi Yachzer. Doesn't know to who to give it back to, and other Rishonim say he doesn't know how much to give back. Dr. Rashi Bath, I got the Kaimalon Yisakim Bem Tzorchi Rabim. Even though the Gemara in Baba Kama says that if a person stole from many people, the way to repent is do something for the public, and therefore you'll be repaying every individual. Right? Do something that everybody has hanah. Shovel the streets, everybody's sidewalk, and then ultimately you repay everybody for what you stole. This is not a good, it's the best you can do, but it's not really returning the stolen item. So therefore, of the two, Arayas is hard to repent. The Taisus of Rush argues on Rashi. He says the birth of a mamzer does not make it repent non-repentable. You can do tshuva. The mamzer is there, but a person can still do tshuva. There's no chiyuv of returning. There's no chiyuv of having to rectify as if it never happened. Rashi seems to say that once a person has a mamzer, it's not repentable. That's what Rashi seems to say. It's a chiddush in Rashi. Because it's a Rashi that he doesn't understand why. Where does it say tshuva has to be that it never happened? Tshuva just means you rectify. By being adam amokum, you rectify.
Didn't Rashi mean to do tshuva, not mal yisav?
I don't know. And Taisus Rash argues, and Rashi brings Rashi in the argument. Okay, again, I'll let you learn Rashi any way you want. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
I'm just saying this is a practice. It says in the Torah you have to listen for butter, right?
Correct.
Every time you listen to them, it's a derisor, right?
It's an indirect derisor. Correct.
So the difference between indirect and this is that this is mutter shot. Is this a derisor?
No. It's called that smachta.
And a smachta is not a derisor?
No. No.
Every time the Torah says...
There's drushes and there's asmachta. Drusha is biblical. Asmacht is a hint to the Rabbanon to come and do it.
What's
the
Nogaya?
Why do you need the hint? Is that your question?
I could have thought, don't marry a grandmother.
Are you asking why we need a hint?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learned every Rabbanon needs a hint. Which is difficult, but they learn that way. Other Rishonim learned that everybody doesn't need a hint. So the question is, so why over here do we need a hint? So somebody answers, and I forgot who answers this, because there's a mitzvah to marry relatives. We will have this later in Yevamos. It's a mitzvah to marry a relative. So by adding layers of relatives that are forbidden, we are pushing the mitzvah to marry relatives further away. So unless they add a hint to do it, it would be against the will of the Torah, the mashal. We're going to learn later on in the sixth parak that it's a mitzvah to marry a niece. The mitzvah to marry a sister's daughter. The mitzvah. Now, it's a mitzvah to marry a relative. Now, obviously, some relatives are prohibited. They're arayas. But the ones that aren't arayas, it's a mitzvah to marry within family. Not a biblical mitzvah, but we learn that from Sukkim that it's a mitzvah to marry within. So by making an extra layer of arayas, they are pushing that further away. So without a hint, they wouldn't have done it. That's what one of the achrayim say. Again, the question's a good question. Should I say it again? It is a very good question, but this is the answer that they give.
Am I ready?
Yes.
When it came to the Rashi talking about the mamzer, you can't do tshuva, is it because... You can't do tshuva toward the mother, the mamzer, or who, or both, or all.
The Rashi saying is, but again, without Baruch Meisher's explanation of Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying tshuva makes it like the Avera never existed, right? If the mamzer is walking around town, how can you say it never existed? That's what I think Rashi seems to be saying. Just like when one steals money and doesn't return it, He can't say the Avera never existed. When a person lives with an Erva, and there's no consequence, there's no mamzer, by doing tshuva, there's nothing lasting here that stops the tshuva. Nothing's lasting here. He lived with her, and he does tshuva. He's not living with her anymore. A mamzer is walking on the street, Rashi seems to say, to do tshuva means it never happened, but there's a guy walking on the street. Now, other Rishonim argue on Rashi. They say tshuva has nothing to do with making it that it never happened, that there are no consequences. The only reason by money it's that way, because the mitzvah of the Heshav Sakzela that you're not keeping.
If you knew which people you stole from, then you could be true Malyusah?
Yes. And the amount you stole from them. But by and large, people that have dishonest measurements.
A person from out of town is not going to gain on
that. When I was a young man in Baltimore, they were clutch at a certain person that he puts his, when he sells meat or chicken, whatever he sold, he puts his hand on the scale. So we used to say it's a Shiloh Chalev. His own Chalev was on the scale. That's what he said. The Shiloh Chalev. But, that was the joke we said. But that.
Why is selling. How can a person do tshuva on tarfus? The person who ate it is part of the Shema now. How do you get rid of that?
I guess Rashi holds is a difference between something that's internal, between you and God, and a mamzer walking the street.
But I was told.
Go on a diet, you lose the pound that you gained on the tarfus.
Yeah, but that's true, but the problem is, I was told the constitutional person has tarfus, it affects.
It's 100% true, but again, that's internal, it's not recognizable. What Rashi seems to be saying, again, before Baruch Maish explained Rashi, is that anything that leaves a lasting, visible impact cannot be rectified.
So that means it's like a mitzvah nitei klasos, you can rectify, but you can't otherwise. So if somebody killed somebody, you can't rectify that either, because you can't bring them back.
Good point. I don't know what Rashi will do with that. Rashi was talking about erva vis-a-vis cheating.
Right. But you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva for killing somebody, right?
Murder, I don't know. Again, we don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin that a person can do aveira on every aveira, tshuva on every aveira. Beit adam l'chaveira is more difficult. Beit adam l'malkum, we say, like the Tesis HaRash says, one can do tshuva on every aveira, whether he can rectify or not rectify. Like the Mesillas Yesharim calls it Akiris Harasin Kakiris Hamaitza. Uprooting the will to do the Avera as if the Avera never happened. That's by Beit Adam Lamakam. The man and his creator, we say tshuva works at everything, even if there is a mamzer. And even if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is dead. However, by Beit Adam Lachaveroi, it's not enough. One has to rectify it to their friend. And that's very difficult in a case of cheating measurements.
Okay.
Is there a solution that recommended that it should be trampled by the zibur, by the front of the shul?
I don't know.
Yeah, they get down on the ground and people stand.
I don't know. I can't answer the question.
Just story in Europe. No.
Can't answer the question. The Zion is always the tshuva for everything. But again, without Rashi, you would say that the difference between Arias and Midas is Beit Adam Lamok and Beit Adam Lachaver. Every time a person hurts his friend, it's impossible to do tshuva unless he rectifies it to his friend, which sometimes is very difficult. However, by Beit Adam Lamok, one can always do tshuva because he's dealing with the Rabbi Nishloel. Rashi adds that there can be a lasting effect. Now, according to Rashi, I don't know what would happen by Ritzicha. It's a good point. But the Taisa of Rashi says clearly that the difference is Ben Adam Lamalkum and Ben Adam Lachadera. Ritzicha? Is Ritzicha Ben Adam Lachadera? It's not. You can't ask Mechila from the dead person. I would assume it's a Ben Adam Lamalkum. Ben Adam Lamalkum. One can do tshuva for stealing, give it back. The problem with false measurements is that it becomes impossible to give back. One can do tshuva and beit adam l'chaveira. Now, I'll go off the topic, but it's unbelievable. The Chofetz Chaim paskens that if a person wants to do tshuva for lashon hara, like the halacha is, he has to go to the person that he said lashon hara and ask him to be Michael. What if the person doesn't know about the lashon hara that was said? Reuven said lashon hara about Shimon, but Shimon never heard about it. Now Reuven wants to ask Shimon mechila. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, he can't get mechila unless he tells Shimon what he said. He has to tell Shimon, I said this and this about you, please be Michael.
Be worse. Maybe feel
better. Chofetz Chaim says, how can Shimon be Michael? He doesn't know what happened. How can you go over to Shimon and say, be Michael? Shimon doesn't know what he's being Michael. Therefore, Chofetz Chaim paskin, in Shmiras HaLashon, that the only way to get Mechila from Lashon Hara is to tell the person what he said, and then ask him Mechila. Now that's a process, because as just was pointed out, when the guy hears what you said, he might not be in such a good mood to be Michael you. But the Chofetz Chaim holds that's necessary. Rabbi Saul Salanter refused to give a haskama to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. They asked Rabbi Saul, the Chofetz Chaim put together all the halachas of Lashon Hara, why aren't you giving a haskama? So Rabbi Saul said, because he's not masking to this halacha. How can you tell Reuven to go tell Shimon what he said about him? You're making things worse. So they said to Yisrael, there's 1,000 halachas in the Chofetz Chaim. I didn't count. One, you're not masking to. The other 999, you do agree to. So write your haskama, and in your haskama say, besides for this halacha. So Rabbi Yisrael answered, nobody reads the haskama. They will see on the top Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's name. They'll think I was masking to this halacha. I can't have anybody think that I was masking to this halacha. So think about this. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer in Hilchos Lashon Hara. It is the Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Lashon Hara. He made one halacha that the Yisrael disagreed with. The Yisrael felt it's worse to give a haskama and have people think that he agrees to that halacha than not to give a haskama. And he didn't give a haskama to the sefer. So I heard this from Yisrael Fishman, his shver, learned by Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Kagan was a shkail in Pittsburgh. Asked Rabbi Aaron the following question. The Chofetz Chaim did not write this halacha on his own. He built it on Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says it. It's a reach. How can it be so hard? You might not like it, but that's what Rabbeinu Yoina said. So Rabbi Aaron answered, in being Yonim is a Bishrol Arishi. In these things, a Bishrol can argue. So when people ask me halacha l'maisa, I told them to look at Bishrol. You go over to the guy and say, in case I said something about you, be my chumi. The guy says, yes. He has no idea what you did to him. We're hoping that the halacha is like a Bishrol and you got mechila. Because the other way, getting mechila becomes a very, very difficult thing. You have to tell him what you said about him. He's going to get fuming mad. And then you have to get him to be Michael. Not such a simple feat.
Rabbi, can you repeat why he was able to argue with him? What was the reason?
That in this subject matter, Rabbi Yisrael can argue with a Rishon, can argue with earlier generations. That's what Rabbi Aaron Kleiner
said. Why this subject matter?
I don't know. That was his word. In this subject matter, Rabbi Yisrael can argue with a Rishon. He didn't explain it.
According to
Rabbeinu Yoina, according to the Chofetz Chaim, you have to tell the guy what you said about him. According to Rabbi Yisrael, go over to the guy and say, be Michael you in case I did anything wrong.
What in case?
Well, you don't want to tell him what you did.
But the murder is in case. He knows he did it.
Shimon doesn't know.
No. If I'm going to go to a person in case I did it, well, did you do it or didn't you?
Yeah, you don't want to tell him you did it because then you're not going to get mechila.
What mechila? How are you getting mechila? He said, that's okay. What did you say?
Okay, that's the problem.
So what are you gaining on the deal?
Because the guy is Michael. He's saying, I don't care. I'm Michael you. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow.